You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Rock and roll, meow.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends in Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings off 290 in Cypress, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome in. Let me hear the people here as we are live here. There we go. We are live here, our first Thirsty Thursday here at Buffalo Wild Wings, and we are off 290 here in Cypress. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. Make sure you make your way on out here. There are prizes you can win, $4 Bud Lights, and drink specials all over the place, food specials as well here at Buffalo Wild Wings. So make your way on out here and join us. As I said, we'll be here till 6 o'clock. And you can enjoy yourself with us. Clint, it's 3 o'clock. We're here, and we are happy to be joined by Texans. I think I can say this. Maybe you can let the cat out of the bag for us. I believe the starting left tackle for the Houston Texans, Arianti Urseri. Are you the starting left tackle? Is that the case? Okay. Hello?
Looks like the rookie hung up on us. Let me get him back, boys.
All right. Damn.
You should have answered it, T.
All right. Damn it. All right. We lost the
– I'll be at LT.
Yeah, you're going to have to wait till Sunday and find out. 325, you'll find out.
Okay. All right. So maybe that question is that the sign? Like, don't ask that question. I just want to make sure we were talking to the left tackle. Hopefully we will hear back from him get his thoughts on what's going on with the Rams.
Just got a text message. You can't do it right now.
Wow. Oh,
you check it. You don't believe me? You don't trust me?
I do. All right. Okay.
Hey, appreciate that, y'all.
I just saw that text.
Yeah. All right.
Week one. Let's go.
Right, there it is. Woo! That's okay. All right. We can bounce off Arianti Urseri. Hopefully we get to hear from him some point this year. But apparently not right now or today. All right. 210. All right. Clint, there was and Tyler, if we can move to this, something C.J. Stroud had to say yesterday. C.J. Stroud spoke to the media, and I know this really jumped out to you, Clint, with C.J. Stroud, and he spoke and was asked the question right off the bat in the interview, what is it about the Nick Caley offense, the scheme that he is running now, what is it that makes it such a good fit for you? How does it fit you better? This was C.J. Stroud's response, and I know it really jumped out to you, his answer.
It's a lot of different ways. I feel like a lot of times the NFL, from what I've learned, is like a lot of coaches or teams try to make like the player fit the scheme instead of the scheme fitting the player. I think it's sometimes a good thing because you get to challenge yourself to try new things. But also, I think you should come in and try to have the scheme fit the players in a way. Just because, you know, like, you're really, there's some certain guys are really good at X, Y, and Z, not good at A, B, and C. And I think, like, there's a balance you need to have to, like, challenge yourself to try new things, but also doing things that, you know, you're already naturally good at. So this offense does a good job at that, of, like, trying to, or doing things that guys are naturally good at, but also challenging to try new things. So.
All right, that jumped out to you, Clint. What was it? What was it that really spoke to you when you heard him talk about that?
Look, we'll find out about Nick Caley when rubber meets the road on Sunday. But leading up to it, I think there's two things that, as a fan, I find it fascinating. I find it interesting. Like the everybody in the organization has been asked about Nick Caley, and all we know is juice and energy. And then, like, C.J. Stroud's inability to tell to answer the question of how does this scheme fit you better, when clearly we've heard how the last scheme didn't fit anybody. Well, that's a tad bit concerning for me. You know, I expected these guys, like C.J. Stroud, of all people, the ability for him to have more control at the line of scrimmage in this system is an absolute game changer.
You've been in favor of it.
It is an absolute game changer. I mean, one, that's how you're going to win games with your quarterback having that level of control. But two, like, if you're going to pay C.J. Stroud $60 million, he's got to control the line of scrimmage. He's got to be the guy that protects himself. He's got to be the guy that gets communication right. And him having more power and more control at the line of scrimmage is absolutely paramount, you know. And you know, talk about the usage of the tight ends and his expertise, Nick Caley, that, you know, being Nick Caley. The usage of the tight ends, you know, the physicality approach and how they installed this offense and led with physicality and communication up front. Those are all things that I think are just super low hanging fruit, real, not ducking and dodging, but very real ways that C.J. Stroud fits this system. And for whatever, at least from the outside looking in, it seems that way. I just hope that what we see, the system and how we see the system fitting C.J. Stroud, is a little bit more apparent than their ability to answer that question.
Yeah, as I am getting roasted here on the text line and YouTube and Twitch, and you continue, you should, especially how that sounded. I can't help it, Tyler. You know, Clint and Tyler, you know, it's easy for me to get here. But I thought a similar thing you thought, Clint. I'm like, It felt like to me, fellas, that, and maybe it's just my ear, but it felt like to me he gave more reason to why it didn't work with Bobby last year than he actually gave on what the hell fits his system, right?
Like, it's Bobby.
I'm sorry, and maybe it's just the way I hear it, but when you say, yeah, this system allows you to be able to do the things that you're naturally good at and not put you that clearly, he said, when I've been in the NFL, what I've learned – well, hell, you only been in one system. When I've been in the NFL, what I have learned is, like, players need to be in the situations where they're naturally at their best. Okay, man, you didn't have to say that. That's not what the question was. The question is, how does it fit you? And to be honest, Clint is kind of placing it in a nice way. You didn't have nothing to say. And you ain't had nothing to say about how it fits you. And instead, it seems like you want to roll out on, hey, now let me tell you, I don't know how it fits me, but I'm going to tell you right now what didn't fit me last year. No, tell us what it is about the system. And I bet you, hell, Clint just from watching could tell without giving away a game plan how it fits.
Well, that's the interesting thing about
maybe it was just me.
No. Look, that's the interesting thing about a new offensive coordinator is you know, you just can't the leaning heavily on, and as a fan, this is just a fan of the team, leaning heavily on juice and energy leads me to a spot of hey man, is there some real substance there? Right? Did we just remove a guy that was a little bit confrontational and put another guy in here that'll do whatever Nick and D'Amico and everybody wants him to do, or do you have a real offensive mind in there? You know, I think that's the big question. Other than the offensive line, I think that's the big question with the Texans moving forward is you can't really gauge from anything that anybody's saying when they're asked about Nick Caley. There's nothing that, you know, there's really nothing that you can gather from what we've been told about him. And look, Sunday, show up Sunday and do big things, well, and it don't matter. But it is interesting.
But interesting though, this Clint, you're watching from afar. You're not in the meetings. What are you just off the top of your head? Yeah, what do you see? Yeah. Like you can see things that this system seems to fit him more, right?
Oh yeah. No, yeah. I just rattled them off. I think the, you know, his at least self-proclaimed everywhere he's been, he's had more control. You know, that is where I would start, you know, and then, you know, the tight end usage, I think, is a low-hanging fruit that you could go with. You know, the fact that they seem to be playing faster, so the terminology and the coaching and teaching of the terminology, you know, is clearly better. I think there's some substance there watching them, but it's just interesting that nobody from within, you know, lends much.
Yeah.
To
it. And it's there. It's not like this isn't like when I another time where maybe I was almost hung up on when I posed the question to Mark Ingram. By the way, man, my man Mark be wearing them bright ass suits up there on that big known kickoff. It just really catches me off guard. Everybody else is in black, blue, or gray, and he's in real bright joints. But anyway, it's not like when I asked him, "Hey, man, you got any?" What would you say is the superpower of David Culley? And you know, he was stomped. This isn't a deal where you're stomped. There's some actual things
would like to think there, right? Is. Yes.
Yeah, there's some actual things. So I just, again, you weren't here last week. I've been up to here with the every chance we get, just different guys that are leaders on the offense that just keep referencing back to how terrible the coaching and stuff was last year, and not just, hey man, just forget about it. That's why I can't wait for this game on Sunday. And you know, Titus did it last week and now right here doing it again. So I just cannot that way. Someone texted in, I totally read CJ's response differently. Agree. He didn't specifically answer the question, but I read he was saying the scheme does fit him better than the last. Not concerning.
Yeah, I mean, to each their own, man, however you want to hear it. I mean, saying the scheme fits me better and not lending any substance to it beyond that is you know, to me is interesting. So, yeah, I mean, if you want to just take the answer to the question of, yeah, it fits me better and keep moving, that's fine too. I mean, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Just telling you what I heard.
All right, what we are hearing is that we will, and the text line, as you should, are giving me hell from the text line. Ron really knows how to ask questions. Good job, show. Will the
you done pissed off Ariate Ursary?
Will the Ursary interview in its entirety be available on the rewind feature?
That's a strong text.
That's good. From YouTube and Twitch, Sam said Ron was like watching a stand up. Comedian come up and get booed on his opener. Casario stepped in and said, nope.
For the record, the big rookie is going to be joining us at some point today on the show. He just had a meeting yet.
Allegedly. The rookie will be, show got everyone in trouble from hey, Rob.
Hey, that's how it normally
just,
goes.
Hey, let's just wait till we connect. All right, let's not.
I said allegedly.
Let's not overpromise and underdeliver, boys. Yeah. Let's not.
Hear me now.
I can only handle one of those a day. I mean, I'm doing everything I can to be cool with it. Let's just.
Week one shakeups. We'll get it figured out.
Yeah.
No, that was okay. That one. Yeah. Yes, you should be able to go right now on the rewind feature on the Odyssey app and be able to catch that right now. It's the full go of it.
That's it. And you'll catch it at the outro today as well.
This is about the third or fourth time in my illustrious career that this has happened to me. Tony Gonzalez was on a cricket phone once, and I crushed him for it when he got his back. But he's on a cricket phone, and my opening question went like that too, and I'm like, Tony? Tony. All right. Tony's and he said, oh, just my phone dropped. And I said, what kind of phone company you with? He said, I got a cricket. No,
oh,
I crushed.
My God.
I crushed Tony Gonzalez right to the near friend, that cricket phone right there. But hopefully we do get to hear from the big fella. Someone said John Lopez was a part of this. Show gets ghosted by the Rook. No, man, keep it coming. That's fine. That's how that rolls. But other people there are commenting on the C.J. Stroud part of it. Hey, fellas, to your point about C.J.'s answer to that question about how the scheme fits him, I feel like this year a lot of players on this team have noticed that he has said a few times,